Well, welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast dedicated to showing and inspiring the listener to live a life full of grace, hope, joy, and peace, and dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Mike Pena. If it's your first time pressing play, coming across this podcast, welcome. It has been a while. August 24th was the last time I dropped an episode. We were looking at Genesis 8. So what we're doing now in these podcasts for this forever or moving into the future is we are going to be looking at God's word and seeing how we can find daily inspiration from it. And the perspective we're going to take in looking at God's word is looking at it because in a lot of my work, I get to spend it in hospitals or in hotels or out and about traveling. And what's present constantly is a Bible. You can always find one in a hotel drawer, on a shelf in a hospital, in waiting rooms, train stations, airports. There always seems to be a Bible there. So the way we're going to look at God's word is if you're a first-time reader, you just pick it up and you start reading it. Is there inspiration you can take from it? So we're not going to get all Bible nerdy and theological and go deep into it because that takes time. It takes a lifetime of walking through God's word, of being a Christian and seeing how the Old Testament and the New Testament work together and how people from way back then, and prophets and all this stuff, they're intertwined and knitted together to make something beautiful, and that's God's story. But what I wanted to do is to bring it down a level, to give people the first step of opening God's word and saying, hey, I've never read this before. Is there something in this for me? Just from a plain reading. And then hopefully, if they continue that reading of God's word, they will begin to grow and see how God is loving people in the Bible. And that love is passed to us. And then hopefully they will continue walking to seeing Jesus' love for us. And one step at a time, it will lead them into a relationship with Jesus. So that's what this podcast is all about. Helping people find hope to rise 365 days a year. Sometimes I have guests on and we look at God's word and we listen to their story and we want their story to encourage you to never give up, to never see the new day that you're giving and take it for granted and see it as a burden, but see it as a possibility for newness. So we are going to jump right in. It's been a while again. So we're going to be in Genesis chapter 9. I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat the flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood I will require a reckoning. From every beast I will require it, and from man. From his fellow man I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by him shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply, increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds and the livestock and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember that everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth, Noah's descendants. The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the people of the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil. He planted a vineyard, he drank of the wine and became drunk, and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside that Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backward and they did not see their father's nakedness. Then Noah awoke from his wine and knew that his youngest son had done to him. He said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, shall he be to his brothers. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in his tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. All the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died. So here in chapter 9, what a first-time reader will see is that what took place? Well, a flood happened. And then the reader will see that God brings this family out of something that was really difficult. And he sets for them a mission to be fruitful and multiply. And we have that same commission. You, the listener, that's what God wants in your life. He wants you to be fruitful, and he wants you to multiply, to do good things in your life. And God is going to provide everything. He says, I give you everything in verse 3. Man, that's amazing that we have everything we need because God provides it. When we see commercials saying, hey, you're missing something in your life, but this is a missing thing, come and buy it. That's just our flesh trying to control us. Here in chapter 9, we see everything we ever need, God has provided for us. He's got a purpose for us. He wants us to work, and he wants us to work well, and he wants the good deeds in our lives to be multiplied. But then we get a really sobering reminder here that God sees all life as precious. In verse 6, it says, for God made man in his own image. So we're supposed to care for each other. We're not supposed to fight and kill and look down on each other. In verse 6, it says, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. That's a sobering thought to have. It should really ground us in how we see other people, how we care for other people, how we treat them. Even though they may have different views and different beliefs, and they may wrong us purposefully. God still made them. We should cherish them and treat them with kindness, because that's what God has done for us. And then we see that God sets a promise for us. Sets a promise for the reader, if you're the first time. That promises he will never again wipe away the earth the way he did before. He's going to give us multiple opportunities to get it right. And when we see the rainbow in the sky, that is his promise to us, saying, "I know you can do better. And I'm going to give you a new day to do that." Sometimes we need reminders in our lives. That's why if we get married, we wear wedding bands. So when you look down, you see that you have made a promise to another individual that you will love them and cherish them and be patient for them. You will be true to your word to them. Most importantly, you will be faithful to them. God is doing that here in chapter 9. Then we get the lineage of Noah, and we see his sons. And for some reason, Noah is working, but he has a negative coping that he does. We see that he gets drunk. I taught this one time at a church as we're walking through the book of Genesis. And remember, he just saw his whole community die. After spending years telling him, "Hey, God is not happy with the way we are living, but he is making a path for us to escape the judgment we rightly deserve." And nobody listens to him. So I can just imagine Noah as the waters are rising. He's looking out and he's just seeing the people he grew up with and the people he was leading with to come on board the ark drowned. Just the sadness he must have felt. You know, being a first responder and a service member, I was in the Coast Guard. And one of my jobs was being a vessel rescue swimmer, where when the call would come in that someone was out at sea and needed rescuing, sometimes I would get the detail of they need the rescue swimmer. So we'd get dressed out and we would jump in the water and try with all our might to go and save them. Sometimes we couldn't save them. And I remember one time not being able to swim fast enough due to the weather and the wind, and I could see a person just sinking down into the depths of the ocean. And to this day, it kind of haunts me if I allow myself to think about it. And I can just think Noah had that haunting feeling for himself. And we see that this negative coping skill of drinking came upon him, and he got drunk and laid naked. And then his sons didn't want to see his nakedness, and we get this weird thing. But I think the encouragement we can take from this chapter for the first time reader is, what kind of coping skills do I have when we're faced with something challenging in your life? Is it like Noah and you turn to a substance to drown out what's hurting you? Maybe you just work more in your career, or you hang out with people you know you shouldn't hang out. These negative coping skills we see in this chapter is just something that affects our whole family. So now is the time to change it. Change that negative coping mechanism that you have. That thing that is so embarrassing that if people knew about it, you know, they wrote a book about it or made a movie about it, you wouldn't want anyone to witness it because you're not proud of that coping skill that you use. So look for ways to replace that negative thing in your life and live free. Live in the promises that you find in this chapter. That God has a purpose for you, that He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to go and multiply and do good things, that He has provided everything you could ever want, that He has made you in His image. So to take care of that, don't do things that would tarnish it. Don't do anything that would tarnish other people's image. Help others see that they were beautifully and wonderfully made by God, and that they too have the same promise that you have, that God has made to the whole world. And we see it in verse 7, to be fruitful and to multiply and increase greatly on the earth with joy and peace and hope each new day. So there you are. That's Rising 365, Genesis chapter 9. If you're the first time reader and you've never opened the Bible, go open the Bible on your phone, on your computer, or grab the old school hard copy. Open it up to Genesis chapter 9 and see God's promises, see God's faithfulness, see what happens when you have a negative coping skill thing that you do, and if you don't overcome that and replace that with something positive, how it can affect your life and your whole family. There is hope in every word in God's word to us in the Bible. We're going to continue to see that. My plan is to hopefully have more episodes, of course, but on a regular basis. I want to be more focused in getting hope out there to you listeners more than ever. I think I took it for granted before, but due to the circumstances in our world and in our nation and our communities, I want to get the gospel out there each and every day. I want to get more episodes out there so you, a listener, maybe it's you today, can see that there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is answers to God's, in God's word, for all the questions this life has. I'm not the most eloquent speaker, and I'm not claiming that I know everything about the Bible. I just want to bring hope to you, to listeners out there. I just want to encourage them to give God a try. I just want to encourage the listener, encourage you to go and meet Jesus Christ, the only one who can bring true joy, the only one who can fill the void in your life and bring you purpose. So that's my hope. That's the purpose of Rising 365. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Hope you've enjoyed Genesis chapter 9 and the encouragement you can take from it. Go out there. Take this day and the rest of the time God has given you. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, and look for ways where you can be a blessing and encourage others in their walk. I just want you to remember that the Lord has made you in His image. And I pray that the Lord bless you and that He keeps you and that He shines His face upon you today. You move in grace and you experience His love. Until next time, everyone, you know how to get in touch with me. Just send me a message, email, rising247365@gmail.com. Send me a direct message if you want on Facebook. Leave a comment on YouTube, on any platform where you find this podcast. Like and share. Let's change the world together and make our communities beautiful. One day at a time. Love you guys. Talk to you next time.